Corner Potatoes are good for you with Anita Lovells, a podcast exploring the soul's journey through all things spiritual and sensual, and how our soul perceives our lived experiences as we navigate our journeys back home. Corner Potatoes are good for you, my friend. So come on in here. Let's talk about it. So here it is, my first podcast ever. And I want to thank my first founding members of hearing my voice in this way for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I appreciate you for engaging with me in something that is so dear to me. I have been writing notes in my phone for a year and a half about all these amazing podcast topics that I will be talking about. I will just write notes after note after note, and I will just get these, what I call downloads of things that we would be discussing about and engaging about and having exchanges about. And I will be immediately paralyzed in fear. I just could not do it. And even today, when I knew it was the day that I was to record, the kids are away, the house is quiet. Now you may hear a random bird outside. I have these beautiful birds, singing birds. And you may hear a wooden wick. I have a wooden wick candle burning right now. You may hear that in the background, but it's quiet. I knew today was the day that I was to record the podcast. But even in all this, I was distracting myself saying, oh no, I needed to go out and go shopping. I needed to go grocery shopping. I needed to do this and do that. Had all these wonderful things that I needed to do aside from sitting here and doing this here podcast. Overthinking everything that I should probably do aside from what I know I needed to do. What I've known I needed to do for the last 2 years. Something that I do oh so well. I'm such a great thinker. I come from a family of great thinkers. My dad is an amazing thinker. My mother is an amazing thinker. I come from uncles and aunties who are great thinkers. I mean, I will be on the phone with my mom and dad. We'll have these beautiful philosophical conversations about religion and God, and we'll talk about the planets and comets, and we'll talk about all different kind of things about science and biology and religion. And I'm telling you, we are thinkers. And that is a gift. And it's also a curse of mine. I'm glad that I've become aware of it, because there's self-sabotaging behavior that is oh so me. And it's called analysis paralysis. And let me tell you, child, I'm good at it. I will analyze something until I am paralyzed myself, if that's a word. It's a word today. I will paralyze myself out of it. I will overthink myself out of a thing. I'm good at it. But today, my spirit team, that's what I call them, my angels, God, of course, they were like, if you don't sit your tail down and sit at this here mic and do what we've been asking you to do for the last 2 years, you're going to have a problem on your hands. And what I don't want is a problem with my spirit team. I don't want a problem with God, because I've had a problem with God before. And that's a problem we don't want to have, right? So I want to thank you for engaging with me on this journey. Corn and potatoes are good for you. So we're going to explore the soul's journey of spirit and sensuality. Sensuality, Anita, what's that mean? Ooh, sex. Ooh, you nasty. No. Sensuality in the sense of what it means here in corn and potatoes. It's meaning the material things, our world, and how we sense our world, and how we smell it, how we see it, how we feel it, how we hear it, the senses, how we perceive our world, the senses. Now, I did use the word sensuality. I know that may seem provocative, I am very sex positive. I enjoy sex a great deal. I do not shy away from the topic of sex at all, and I will not do that on this here podcast. So that will be a part of our discussions because it's a part of life. It's a part of our soul's journey. We're not going to shy away from any of those topics. I want to make that very clear. Okay. But it's not just about that. It's about our soul's journey through all things spiritual and all things sensual. It's the dichotomy of it all and how our soul is in the middle of that. I believe that our soul comes from a place of unconditional love. And that earth is this huge place of experiences that make us forget about that. And that our soul's journey is all about us remembering that place of unconditional love. And so we're in a battle. We're in a constant battle between our spirit that remembers and the sensualities that will make us try to forget. And so that's what this podcast is going to explore. It's going to explore the spirit part of us that's always connected to the parts of unconditional love and the sensualities that will, from time to time, pull us from the unconditional love parts of us that are so aware of the importance of us being connected to love. So you're probably wondering, corn and potatoes, what does that have to do with journeying through spirit and journeying through sensuality? Anita, what is going on? So if you are here listening to this first podcast, just to get the reason why I called it that, welcome. Or if you're one of our founding members, thank you. And you're here, you know, listening to this. The reason why I named the podcast Corn and Potatoes Are Good for You is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. One day I was at a friend's house and a gentleman showed up literally out of nowhere. It was a friend of his. I did not know this man that showed up. And I still don't know this man, and I probably will never see this man ever again. And he was an older gentleman. He had a Jamaican accent, too, which was even made him more enchanting. I think he might have been an earth angel because he began to speak from spirit. He said, you know, corn and potatoes are good for you. I am not Jamaican. So please bear with me. Any of my Jamaican brothers and sisters out there, please bear with me. He said, corn and potatoes are good for you. Now, I knew that what he was saying was not from here, right? It was from somewhere else. So I knew I needed to listen. He said, ooh, corn and potatoes are good for you. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. Again, I'm not trying to do no double carbs on my plate. But anyway, corn and potatoes are good for you. He carries on. He says, you're going to have corn and potatoes on the same plate. Corn and potato. I see corn and potatoes on the same plate. I'm not doing double carbs on my plate. I'm sitting here looking at this man like, no, corn and potatoes are not good for me. I will not. But in the tradition of Black culture, we honor our elders, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm honoring him and I'm nodding my head. Wow. Okay. This is interesting. My sister, my beautiful sister was in town and she's from another city in the country. She actually stayed in town at my parents' house for a while. And I happened to just spend the night too, you know. Let me tell you, it was the most beautiful weekend we had with my parents and my older sister, who doesn't live in the same, I live in the same city with my parents. And my older sister, who lives in a different city, and we were all together and we were having a good time. And it was so joyous. And we had an abundance of food and we had an abundance of joy. And it was just so much laughter and it was so much nostalgia. And me and my older sister, and it was just like we had our parents to ourselves. I didn't have my children. She didn't have her kids. It was just me and my sister and my parents. And that was it. No grandkids, no great grandkids. It was just us four. And it was so great. And don't you know, Betty Jean, my beautiful mother, queen mother, had some corn on a cob on a stove and a big old baked potato. And don't you know, Anita Levels had a corn on a cob and baked potato on her plate. I looked at my plate and we were all sitting at the table and the table was filled with so much joy. I looked at my plate and there before me is corn and potatoes on my plate. But it wasn't just what was on my plate. It was the moment that was filled with belonging, love, joy, contentment. It didn't matter what we had, didn't matter what we didn't have. It mattered that in that moment we were together. In that moment that we were family, that we belonged, that we were community, that we were loved, and that corn and potatoes were good for me. And I remember that moment. And I think it's so important that in life that we have corn and potato moments, moments of belonging, moments of community, moments of realizing that love and belonging and contentment, it's never about things. It's never about material things. It's not about devices. It's not even about information. It's about those people that you love. It's about the self-love, self-actualization. It's about those moments that we create with the people that we love. So that's why the title is Corn and Potatoes Are Good for You. It was not about corn and potatoes. It's not about that double carb, because I'm not really with the double carbs. But it's about the moments. It's about belonging. It's about love. It's about the journey. Creating more places and moments in our lives that are about contentment and are about family and are about self-actualization and are about kindness. That's when we realize that corn and potatoes are really good for us. So yes, corn and potatoes are good for you, my friend. And I'm hoping that during this podcast that I'm able to create a space, to create exchanges where we can find out ways, our soul journeys through the spirit and the sensualities of this world that are so enticing, that through it all, we understand that there is a self within ourself that's always connected to the place of unconditional love, that always says that you are worthy of love, that always says that you are worthy of belonging, that always says that you are worthy of kindness to yourself, and that you're worthy of showing kindness to others. So this is the first one, y'all. We did it. I'm so glad that you listened. Thank you so much. And I'm hoping that you will connect and listen to more. I have so much more to say, y'all. I got so much more to say. Let me tell you, if you don't know that, I do other things with my voice. And from time to time, I might, you know, combust in song. But right now, this space is all about cultivating an internal soul space within yourself that can help you navigate the sensualities of this world, making sure that you understand that you have everything you need to be empowered, everything you need to be great, so that can be projected within the world. Because guess what? We need you to be you. We don't need you to be anybody else but you. All right? Thank you for listening. Until next time, be real, real good to yourself.
hearing